Love God, lift others. Love God, lift others. Lift others.
Welcome to Elevate Life Church. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another elevated message. Here's our very special guest from Abundant Church in El Paso, Texas, Pastor Cruz Ramirez.
Win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Hey, while we're standing, let's give it to Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. If he's been faithful, if he's been good, if he's come through, if you know, praise God. Thank you. You love Jesus today? You know Jesus loves you. Amen. I think that there's going to be a very special move of God in this service together. There's a thought I've got to get in your spirit before we just let the Lord have his way. But I believe that you're not here on accident. I believe that you're here by design. You're supposed to be here. I don't know what you had to fight to be here, but I'm glad you won. The Lord didn't say it wouldn't be a fight. He said you would win. So, Father, I thank you for victory in the room. I thank you for overcoming in the room. I thank you for you making yourself so undeniably clear in our time together. I thank you that in our time together, we'll have a testimony like what Jacob said. Surely God was in this place, and I didn't even know it. But surely this is a house of God and a gateway to heaven. So I thank you for that. Surely that is going to be deposited in our spirits. I thank you that surely goodness and mercy follow us. Even when we're walking through valleys that are the shadow of death, valleys of the shadow of sickness, valleys of the shadow of pain, valleys of the shadow of trauma, I thank you that even here we'll see your goodness and your mercy following us everywhere we go. Speak to us today, God. By your word and by your spirit. Father, I pray that the entrance of your word makes us see you, know you, love you. I thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and order. I thank you that this is the mark for many of us today, the end of a season of chaos and confusion. You're not the author of confusion. You're not the author of chaos. You set things in order. You speak. And light emerges. So I thank you for the end of a season of darkness and overwhelm. Father, I thank you that in our time together by your word, you're going to make things that have been perplexing us, you're going to make them clear by your word. That every crooked place is made straight. Rough places made smooth. Every low place is brought high. Father, I thank you that Psalm 3 declares that you, O Lord, are a shield about us. You are our glory and the lifter of our heads. So I pray even now, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice has a divine encouragement entering their life right now by the very presence of God. Spirit of the living God, be what you said you would be. The word tells us that the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I thank you that we're being set free. Even now, we're being set free. Even now, chains are falling, sickness is leaving. Even now, pain is being removed. Even now, Father, I thank you that even now, and in our time together, Father, we will see the hand of God move. As your word is declared, I thank you that you follow it with miracles, signs, and wonders, that we will know that there is a God who is alive, and that this God who is alive is on our side. And with a God like this on our side, how could we lose? If you believe that, if you believe that and you receive that today, I need you to get a little DJ Khaled in your spirit. For some of our Gen Xers in the room, you don't know who DJ Khaled is. It's okay. Help us. It's okay. For all the saints in the room who've been holy and sanctified your whole life, it's okay. DJ Khaled, God can use anybody. And for some reason, the Lord put DJ Khaled in my spirit today. He used a crow to feed Elijah. He can use a DJ Khaled to feed his people. If you believe that declaration that God is on your side, heaven is not against you. I don't know who that's for, but we got to get that straight today. Heaven is not against you. God's not mad at you. God is not hurting you to teach you something. God is good and he does good. And his motivation is good, and he wants to see you win. So with a God like this on our side, how could we lose? And I need you to, if some of y'all know what I'm about to say, y'all know where I'm going with DJ Khaled. I need you to get this prophetic utterance in your spirit and grab your neighbor by the hand and look him in the face and say, all I do. Come on, I need somebody to go. I know it's mad corny. I don't care. It's powerful. All I do is, I'll give you Bible for it. Blessed be God who always causes us to triumph in Jesus' name. And so if the Apostle Paul says, I always triumph in Jesus' name, well, all I do is win no matter. Oh, I got my hand on my hip. I'm like, I'm about to do something. All I do is win. And I wish someone would tell brokenness and poverty that today. All I do is win. I wish someone would tell heartbreak that today. All I do is, I wish someone would tell cancer that today. All I do is win. I can't help but win. I can't help but come out on top. Why? Because I'm all of that. No. But the God that I serve is undefeated. He's undisputed. He's unchallenged. Who is like our God who is strong and mighty? Who is like the Lord who is mighty in battle? Who is like our God who causes his children to always overcome? Now, what Khaled didn't know is that he was preaching good. He said, all I do is win. No matter what. That means I'm going to go through something. That means I'm going to fight some people. That means I'm going to get some opposition. Help me preach in this church today. But I don't care who or what rises up against you. I said, I don't care who or what rises up against you. They're not bigger than your God, and Jesus already established victory. So I dare you to throw your hands towards heaven and get a praise in your spirit. Come on, I dare you to get a praise in your spirit. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. I think too often we try to create a throne for him in our problems and in our pain. And we go to our problem in our pain and we say, God, where are you at? And he said, I don't live there. I don't live in your problem, in your pain. I don't live in your trauma and your hurt. I don't live in your brokenness and your disappointment. I live in the heavenlies. I live in your victory. And I live and I sit wherever you praise me. I wonder if we can take about 5 or 10 seconds in this church this morning and say, God, I thank you that you are establishing my praise. So I'm going to praise you and I'm going to say, welcome home. I want you to live in my praise. I want you to live in my thank you, Jesus. Stop. I forgot. Some of us may not know how to praise. It just occurred to me. You're not a church rat like I was. I was 6 and I had a drug problem. My mom drugged me to church every Sunday. It was. And then I grew up and by 13, 14, I had a real drug problem. Because I was in the church, but Jesus wasn't in me. But I'll tell you what, I got something to praise about today. This is what praise is. Praise isn't just, I throw my hands up, all that. Praise is, I know that Jesus did something for me. Praise is, I am aware that he did something for me. I'm about to talk out the side of my neck. Like, I'm aware. I understand what you did for me. And I'm not going to. Did you ever do something for somebody? Listen, some of y'all might go to Walmart after church. Do you remember when they used to have the real doors at Walmart, not the automatic doors at Walmart? Did you ever hold the door for somebody and they just walked in the door unaware that you held the door for them? Did you ever get your feelings hurt by someone who was unaware walking into a door at a Walmart where you, out of your good grace and your magnanimous spirit, said, I'm going to hold this door. I don't have to, but I will. Why? Because I'm just that kind of person. And didn't you feel just some kind of way when they just walked in, didn't even acknowledge that the door was open, as if they just had an entitlement to the door being open, as if it was just this happenstance and this coincidence that something just aligned for them? No, can I tell you that the blessing of the door being open to walk into the Walmart, whether I acknowledge it or not, took a full voluntary action of will. Someone had to say, I will hold the door open. I will stand in that place. Can I tell you that I don't want you to be the person that walks through the door at Walmart unaware that there's a God who's holding a door for you, who said, I'm going to step in. This thing in your life did not happen by accident. This goodness in your life did not happen by coincidence. It was not the universe and it wasn't vibes, baby. Had it not been for God who was on my side, I need someone who is a witness in this house. I should have been dead. I should have died. I was supposed to be in that house, Cruz. I was supposed to be in that car when it got shot up. I was supposed to be in that place when all of that went down. And I don't know how or why, but, and I can't help but say, thank you, Jesus. That's what praise is. Just taking a pause and saying, I'm not going to pretend like all this goodness in my life happened because I'm good in my life. It happened because God is in my life. So I wonder if God has done something for you. If he's done something for you, can you just be a witness in this house? Well, if your hand is up, then there should be a praise in your mouth. Cruz, what does praise sound like? It sounds like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for saving me. I feel preachy in this service, man. Ooh, I feel preachy. You feel what God is doing? Some of y'all are getting encouraged. I'm looking through the room, and before you were looking at me like this. You know what that is? That the Spirit of God coming in through His praise. His praise brings His presence. His presence brings freedom. His freedom brings liberty. His liberty brings hope. And hope brings faith. And faith brings victory. And faith is a victory that overcomes the world. It's your faith, but it starts with. So I just said something that, I didn't know when I was a little boy, like when I was a peewee, I didn't understand why saints in my church would say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, because I hadn't been through nothing yet. But if you're anything like me, I grew up and life happens. And if you've been through something, you know. And now I can say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Now, we about to go, like, we went to, like, a 60% on praise. We about to have a praise on this Sunday morning. I believe that this is a house of prayer for sure, but it's going to be known as a house of praise. Hear me. And I know that sounds good, and I know that preaches good, but that's a real statement. Why? Because wherever God does something, there should always be praise. And God is always doing something in this house and in this church. Can I just give you a disclaimer? You don't want to be in a church where there is no praise, because if there is no praise, there's probably no presence. And if there's no presence, there's probably no power. And if there's no power, there are no people changing. This is why we always got to have a praise. Hallelujah. So has He done anything for you? I want you to think about what He did, what He's doing. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God. Here we go. This is a word. I need you to learn this word. For saving me. Saving is not just I'm not going to hell. I'm grateful that He saves us, bro. He steps in when I could not save myself. Lost in the depth of destruction and drug addiction and alcohol and darkness. I could not save myself. Do I have anyone in the room that's humble enough to know if I could have done it myself, I would have, but I could not have done it myself. That's why I needed a Savior. And I needed Him to step into my situation and save me. And a lot of times we minimize the power of salvation. And I think it's funny because what happens is saints will get saved and sanctified and then think that praise is beneath them. I'm too mature to praise. Don't you know I do a Bible reading plan? But praise has nothing to do with maturity. Praise has everything to do with awareness. Praise helps me say, I remember what You did. And He saved me. What does the word saved that mean, Cruz? Well, look, it does mean that one day you're going to die and not go to hell. But the word saved, at its very core definition, simply means this. When someone who is stronger than I, with more resources than I, and more capacity than I, steps into my current situation and changes it to a more preferable one, I've been saved. When someone who is better, stronger, wiser, more capable steps into my current situation and changes it to a more preferable one. So by that definition, I don't just need salvation for one day when I die and hopefully not go, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go to the hot place. My baby girl says it, Dad, that's French Fry City. But hear me. Salvation for you and I and for every child of God and for every believer is not for one day. Because if you're anything like me, I don't need salvation just for one day. If it's talking about someone stepping into my situation and changing it to a more preferable one, I need salvation. I recognize, I know me. I know me. I know my tendencies. I know my proclivities. I know my insecurities. I know my inadequacies. And we can go on and on with all the attributional stuff. I know me. And I know I don't need salvation just for one day. I need salvation every day. Every day? Every day. Someone asks you, you've seen the meme, someone actually asks, right? Hey, Pastor Cruz, do you need Jesus to go to Walmart? I said, yes. I messed that, I butchered it, right? It's like, do you need Jesus to go to heaven? I'm like, bro, I need Jesus to go to Walmart, dog. You know what I'm saying? I need Jesus to be a dad. I need Jesus to be a pastor. I need salvation. And when I think about what Jesus has done for me, I remember that he saved me. And it gives me hope. And it gives me joy. I can't help but smile. So I'm just asking a room of folk who know that Jesus has done something for them. Has he saved you? Has he changed your life to a more preferable one? Well, then you got a reason to praise the Lord. And so I'm going to just say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I dare you to say, thank you, Jesus. I dare you to throw your hands towards heaven and say, I remember when I was lost. I remember when I was broken. I remember when I was sick. I remember when there was no hope. I remember when there was no way I could get out. I remember when I didn't know how I was going to get past today, much less have hope for tomorrow. But God stepped into my situation, and I'm living in a miracle. I'm living in a life that I didn't know I could have. I'm living in a situation I didn't know God had planned for me. And for that reason, I say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I dare you to throw your hands towards heaven and with all your heart, with all your strength, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if he's done it before, he can do it again. And I don't know if I'm going to get to preach the service. Hey, man, the power of praise is in the room. The power of praise is in the room. Can we have church? I'm going to try to teach you a couple things as we just jump into this stream. I believe that there are miracle signs and wonders in this stream. Praise reminds you. Let me tell you what I'm doing on the inside of me. On the inside of me, I'm praying that the Lord strengthens your hips and your legs, because I feel like we're going to stand for a little bit. Is that okay? You're going to get your steps in. Your Apple Watch is going to tell you did some work. I'm already sweating. Hear me. The power of praise is that it reminds you, Rebecca, of what he's done before. If you look back on your life, I know you for a little minute. I remember what he did. And I realize that there are things that you're living in today that you were praying for yesterday. And praise today reminds me of what he did yesterday. And that's awesome. And it invites his presence to hover into our current situation. Because what God does is he's a provider, but he provides like manna. And if you've read the Old Testament, you know what manna was. Manna was what the Lord provided supernaturally for the children of Israel. But he didn't do one time for all time. That's Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the bread of life. But listen, there are new things today, right, that you're holding on to. And you're just saying, hey, I'm going to choose to trust you. And I'm talking to her because I love her. I love all y'all. But I don't know all y'all like that. I know her. But I need you to understand this. If I'm talking to her, I'm talking to y'all. Will you do that? Will you receive what's happening? As like, hey, this is for me too. This is for me too. Will you give me an amen? Okay, good. Because all amen means, and you should be amening as the Lord does what he does today. You should be amening, because all amen is me declaring. Amen is not just a traditional church word. Amen is not an ending to a prayer. Amen is a declaration of faith. And what amen simply means is, let it be done unto me as it has been said. Let it be done to me. Let it be done to me as it has been said. So be it for me too. So you may not get a direct word, but you can have an amen and be like, hey, he didn't talk to me, but I'm taking that. Whoop. And we're in South Sac. We know about taking someone else's stuff. I'm saying. He's still working on. He's not done with me yet. See what I'm saying? Like, some of y'all still working through some stuff. I get it. So if we're going to jack somebody in church, let's say amen. That's funny to me. But there are things that you're praying for today. And you need praise to remind you of what he did. Philippians chapter 4. Yeah, I'm for real not preaching. Is that okay, Pastor Sergio? Okay, you can watch the stream from the first service. It was really good. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, Rebecca. But in everything, do what you've always known how to do. Prayer and supplication. You know what to do. We don't have to tell God, I don't know what to do. This is going to be mad ridiculous, and I hope it's not corny. But I feel like, did you ever watch Animaniacs? You did? Did y'all ever watch Animaniacs? This is just how what God does, so y'all just rock with me. And you remember Pinky and the Brain? I know, you didn't think you were going to come to church and hear about Pinky the Brain, right? Here we go. And every time Pinky the Brain would come up, do yourself a favor, you don't know what I'm talking about, just go Google it later. There's two lab mice, and one of them is a mastermind, and the other one's the helper, Pinky and the Brain. And Pinky would come to the Brain every episode, and it would start the same way. And say, Brain, what are we going to do today? And the Brain would look at him and say, Pinky, what we've done every day, try to take over the world. And I think sometimes we frustrate ourselves thinking God, he's going to say something new. And we come and we say, Brain, because he knows it all. We say, Lord, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do today? And he says, don't you know I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever? And it's almost like I want something different so I can feel different. And I want something new so I can feel like I'm doing something new. But what if the power is on the same? Right? And it's just like, hey, Rebecca, you know what we're going to do today? What we've done every other day. And so he says through prayer and supplication, Philippians 4. And if you need to take a seat, it's okay. We're going to be up and down. Is it okay? But if you can stay standing with me. In a moment, this is what I believe. I'm going to believe that we're going to get an opportunity to lay hands on everybody or whomever needs to be prayed for. I believe that there's a special grace in this service. And I believe that you're going to be healed. You're going to be restored. You're going to be encouraged. And I don't want you to leave hopeless. There's already hope flowing. Some of y'all came in the room today. You came to church saying, God, I just need you to show me something. Boom, came in the form of a 6-foot Mexican from Texas. Here it is. Here's your sign. And the Lord says through Paul, Rebecca, through prayer and supplication, make all your requests known to the Lord. You know, the newer versions of that translation says, thank him for what he's done and tell him what you need. But it goes in that order. Look at the order. Hear me. And this is for anyone who is fighting anxiety and the pressure of what am I going to do? As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you to be bold. I know I'm talking to her, but I need to know who else I'm talking to in this room today. And we're going to pray strong. There's, oh, wow. I didn't even tell you to hold through your hands and be like, just me, bro. Just amen. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Okay. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your openness. Thank you for your boldness. Thank you for showing vulnerability. He can't heal what we hide. So thank you for not hiding. Thank you. You can put your hand down. So I'm talking to her, but I know who I'm talking to now. It says, thank him for what he's done and ask him for what you need. Interesting that the response to anxiety is thanksgiving and praise. Isn't that interesting? I read an article earlier last year that says literally, neurologically, physiologically speaking, the area of our brain that processes anxiety is the same area that manages gratitude. And it is physically impossible to be anxious and grateful at the same time. That's neurologically proven. That's neurological science. Watch. I want you to think about the ABCs in your head, Rebecca. Right? Just think AB, just you saying the ABC. You're a brilliant woman. You know your ABCs. Great. I want you to think your ABCs in your head. Now count to 10. Loud. Are you still thinking about the ABCs? She said, I see it, but I'm not thinking it. That's exactly how thanksgiving and praise works. It occupies the space of your mind where anxiety was driving. This is why it's important to open your mouth and release gratitude. He inhabits it. Anxiety says, God, where are you? And I'm overwhelmed. God, where are you? I'm anxious. Where are you? Where are you? You notice the words you're saying? Where are you? Instead of, Lord, thank you that you're here. And I stop asking, where are you? And I start saying, you're here. And things change. So it's funny that science just proves what Paul said 1,000 years ago. A little bit longer than that. The wisdom of God is great. So he says, be anxious for nothing. When? When I thank him for what he's done, and then I tell him what I need. Watch. And in that moment, the promise is this. Look at what happens. And we're all going to walk through that exercise, specifically those friends of ours that told us that they're working through anxiety and pressure like that. Watch. The scripture says, and then. See, it's not a given. Now, Jesus gives us peace. He does. He's the Prince of Peace. And he gives us peace with God. You don't worry about your eternal security. We don't. What Jesus did on the cross and through his resurrection, you can't outdo that. You can't out-sin it. You can't out-sex it. And if your kids are in the room, you should have taken them to kids' church. Sorry, not sorry. That's an interesting conversation at lunch. You can't out-snort it. You can't out-party it. What he's accomplished through his finished work is secure. However, that's peace with heaven. Peace with me is another story. I have to contend for my peace. Hebrews says I have to strive for my rest. And who's the enemy? There is no enemy. The enemy is overcome. Oh, man, I'm in it. I'm in it. Just rock with me. A lot of times we'll pray and we'll say, Lord, please give me the victory. I want the victory. Please give me victory. Do you realize that all victory has been won? Hear me. And this is a quiet moment of the Spirit, because we have to learn this. I need to minister this. Victory is won. When Jesus said, "All power is given to me," the moment he rose again, Diego, and that tomb was empty, he sealed the deal, bro. Victory is won. So you and I, we don't pray for victory. Victory's already taken. However, much like the children of Israel, watch, the Lord had already given them the promised land. So they weren't fighting fights to win battles. They were fighting fights to occupy territory. It's a different story now. My job is not to win the victory. My job is to take what he's promised. You see what I'm saying? So how do I take peace? Because peace is a promise that we have in Christ, bro. Peace. What is peace? An absence of confusion. A settling in my spirit. Health. Welfare, prosperity. An understanding that good things are happening in my life. That's peace, tranquility with God. A life of quietness. That's peace. But I have to take the peace that his victory already gave me. I have to go and occupy the land. The land's been promised, bro. But I have to go occupy. So we have to occupy the spaces of peace. So currently the space that anxiety lives in, peace wants to occupy it. So where's the fight? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, high things. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to what? Pulling down strongholds, casting down and every high thing, watch, that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. So the fight that I'm fighting is already won. The space and the territory that I'm occupying is having the mind of Christ. So Philippians 4 is teaching us how to fight, Rebecca. What are we doing today, brain? We're fighting like we do every day. We're fighting the good fight of faith. Onward, Christian soldiers. We're fighting the good fight, Pastor. So how do I fight the fight? Watch. I'm going to teach you how, and then the expectation that you have as you're doing it. Are we going to fight?
Yeah.
We need to fight for peace, right?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Like that, it's such a, like, why do I go to war? For peace. I'm trying to win. What's the outcome of going to war? Peace. And occupation. Man, that's good. This is blessing me. I needed this today. So, be anxious for nothing. So what is Paul saying? There shouldn't be anything that's causing this much turmoil, babe. You know? Instead, thank him for everything he's done. And in your time of thanksgiving, it reminds me of what he did. I've seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe you'll what? It's funny how we lie when we worship, isn't it? Straight just liars. Not you, El Paso. Right? And we'll say, God, I believe you'll do it again. And then walk out and be like, no, I don't. Right? So I thank him for what he's done. You know, your Heavenly Father, our Lord, is not insecure. He doesn't need my praise. You know who needs my praise? I do. I need to be able to hear what he did when I was 11. How he healed me. How he changed my life. Now I want you to take a moment. We're going to get to the, I believe a deposit of peace is going to be the mark of our time together. And from that's going to come wholeness, healing, body, mind, and spirit. But I need you to take a moment, whether you're standing or sitting, it's okay. Spiritual ones are standing. I'm just serious. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to for real think. I want you to think about what he's done. Every way he's made. I want you to think about the things that you haven't thought about in 10, 15 years. The way he restored. The way he brought the right people into your life when you were a little girl. Do you know what life would have been if he hadn't done that? I want you to get a thank you, Jesus, in your spirit. Now I'm going to ask you to keep your eyes closed. This is a big ask. You know, you can feel grateful and stay quiet. You can feel grateful and stay quiet. But you can't give thanks and not say something. I wonder if the people that walk in through the doors that we hold open for them at Walmart feel grateful. And if they feel grateful, that's cool, but it doesn't do anything for me. And I wonder if on this beautiful Sunday, we can make it undeniable to the Lord that we're grateful. Not just by the sentiment in our hearts, but by the words of our mouth. And the Lord said himself that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. So I'm just going to ask our band to just give us something to be grateful for, to underscore our gratitude today. Come on, my And before we start to sing, I wonder if you can fill this place just with gratitude. I wonder if you can just fill this place with your gratitude. I wonder if you can grab your wife's hand if you're married and say, Lord, I remember when we almost didn't make it. I wonder if you can think of the baby that's a miracle and just say, thank you. But now I need you to turn, don't just be grateful in your heart. Now turn it into praise. See, when it becomes something that's audible, when it becomes something that's uttered, when it becomes something that's proclaimed, that's when gratitude becomes thanksgiving and praise. You enter his gates with thanksgiving, but you enter his courts with praise. And I wonder if there's a praise in your mouth. Can you say thank you? Just in your own words. You don't have to be loud with it. I'm loud with it. I remember what he saved me from. And it's just like, I'm loud with it to remind myself. I remember when I was destitute. I remember when I was behaving disgusting. When I was not that guy. Lord, I remember when I didn't have integrity or character. I remember when there was no hope or direction. And I say, thank you. Thank you that you found me anyway. And you loved me anyway. And you loved me as I was, but you loved me too much to leave me where I was. I wonder if you can fill this room with your praise right now. I'm going to leave you to it. Come on, saints of God. Come on, children of God. It's time. Push back. Push through the awkwardness. Push through the awkwardness. Push through it. And I dare you to just in your own voice for the next 2 or 3 minutes, just fill his house with your praise. Come on, there's a spirit of praise in here, and there's freedom and there's liberty. Come on, let's go.
Oh, come on, my soul. And don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of you. Lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, so come on, my soul, and don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, oh, oh.
Come on, elevate life. Fill this house with praise. Say, and I know it's not much.
But I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah.
Now hear me. And we're saying, all I've got is a hallelujah. I need you to hear me, because we got to teach what hallelujah means. Fundamentals. We got to teach what hallelujah means. Because you'll hear this song and say, all I've got is a hallelujah. But can I tell you that I don't say hallelujah because it's all I got? I say hallelujah because this is all I got. So the word hallelujah comes from, it has two portions to it, hallel and jah. The word hallel in Aramaic means my boast. My confidence, the thing that makes me brag. Like, you ever felt yourself like, man, like, you're like, yeah, like for real, like, talk to me. Like, yeah, like, you're like, man, I'm really feeling myself today. I look cute. Like my stuff is popping today, boy. I'm just out here just crushing life right now. Right? That's just being a little boastful. Right? But it's not just Hallel, I'm boasting. It's Hallel Jah. Yahweh. Is a derivative of that word. So my boast is not of myself. Every time I throw my hands up and I say hallelujah, I'm not boasting of myself. But you know, a lot of times the enemy will have you in a moment like this and say, what do you have to say hallelujah about? What do you have to throw your hands? Why you throw your hands in victory? Don't you know you're a loser? But if we measure life by the circumstances that you're currently navigating, then maybe that definition is correct. But the Word of God says that it's not by sword or strength, nor by might, nor by spear, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And you may feel like you don't have much to offer God in this moment like this. But I'm grateful that faith is not a feeling. Faith is a choice. And faith is believing and speaking. Believe, it's 2 Corinthians 4:13. Having the same spirit of faith. And faith is not a muscle that people don't want. Someone doesn't have more faith than you. The only difference between me and you is I choose to believe this. And I know it sounds crazy. And I know a moment like this sounds crazy, but if this doesn't work, I don't have anything else to lean on, because I'm not that strong and I'm not that smart. I'm for real not that cute. And neither are you. So I need faith. And it's not a feeling. What is faith? Faith is a spirit. And the same spirit, watch. Do you believe that Jesus was resurrected? Talk to me, church. Do you believe that he is risen from the dead? Hear me. Well, if you believe that, then you must believe that the same spirit that raised him from the dead is raising you. So having the same spirit of faith that Christ has, whereby he said, I believed, therefore I spoke, we also believe and speak. Baby, faith is not a feeling. You're not waiting for a feeling. You can make a choice. I choose to believe God. I don't feel like it. I don't feel, but I choose to believe him at his word. I don't feel like it, but I choose to trust him. I don't feel like it, but I choose to put confidence in him. And you can believe today. Watch, and what is speaking? Speaking is not just iterating something. You're not a parrot. Speaking is corresponding behavior. So, what is faith? In short, believing and speaking. Simply put, I say it this way to myself. Cruz, you better behave like you believe. What do you believe today? Do you believe that he's able? and behave like it. That's hallelujah. I'm not able, but my boast is not in myself. My boast is in the Lord. And all I've got is a hallelujah. And I've only got a hallelujah because it's all I need. So come on, my soul.
Come on, my soul. And don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hey, yeah. So come on, my soul. And don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Say, come on my soul, say.
So say, come on my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs.
So I throw up, say, so I throw up my hands.
Hey, hey, so come on, my soul. And don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hey, so I throw up my hands and praise you again and again.
Is far spent. I do not believe the Lord is done, but we do believe God is a God of order. Can I get a good amen? So I'm going to finish the thought, hand it over to Pastor, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do after Pastor prays and dismisses. Hear me. So Philippians says, be anxious for nothing, Rebecca, but thank Him for what He's done. Praise Him. Tell Him what you need. Watch. And when you do that, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Can I tell you that at the root of almost every human disorder, dysfunction, disaster, pain, trauma, is the absence of peace. And I believe that the Lord wants you to go home today full of His peace.
Well, I hope you've been encouraged by the Word of God. And if you have, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast or download our free app at the App Store. And you can continue to get Word every week from Elevate Life Church.